Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey Rebeis teaches us that the bracha that one recites on wine is different because wine has a unique characteristic in that it brings simcha to a person, as it says in Tehillim, Ve'yayin Yisamech Levav Enosh, that it brings a certain simcha to a person. And the Gemara ends up concluding that there are two unique elements that wine has. One is that it has that element of simcha, and secondly, it also is it satiates a person. And these are two requirements for wine that warrant its own bracha of borei pri hagafen. Now this Gemara calls into question why we say a bracha of hagafen on grape juice. The grape juice does not have the alcoholic element yet, and therefore doesn't bring a certain simcha to a person. So if it doesn't have the element of simcha, why then do we recite a borei pri hagafen on drinking grape juice? So the Meiri Rebbe says that in the end of the day, although the Gemara says there's two elements of simcha and so'ed umsameach, when it comes to a bracha, all you really need is the element of so'ed, of satiating. You don't need the element of simcha. That's the Meiri's understanding. And since simcha is not necessary, grape juice as well would be included in the bracha. But according to the Talmidei Rabbi Yonah, they explain that you need both elements to qualify as wine, both soed and misamech. So why then are we able to say hagafen on grape juice if in fact grape juice does not have the element of simcha? So Shlomo Zalman Arbach already addresses the issue in Minchas Shlomo in Simen Dalad, and he says that you don't have to have actual simcha that's enjoyed, that's felt, that's responded from the wine or grape juice. You just have to have the potential, the ability to be mesamech lev. And since grape juice over time will ferment and will evolve into the wine with the alcoholic element, that's sufficient to have simcha, that it can become wine. So therefore, grape juice does in fact warrant a borei pri hagafen. But the problem with this, however, is nowadays, the typical grape juice from Kedem grape juice, it's pasteurized, it's cooked. And when it's pasteurized, when it's cooked, it does not have the ability to turn into wine at that point. If you pasteurize grape juice, it cannot ferment anymore. So it won't ever lead to wine. It won't ever lead to the element of simcha. So now you've neutralized the misamchei lev, and you shouldn't say a brach of agafen anymore on grape juice. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains that since at the inception of the grape juice, when the grapes were squeezed and turned into grape juice, the potential to turn into wine exists. So at that point, it already had a chalos of a shem yayin, had a chalos, already had been called wine. By cooking it and by pasteurizing it, that will not change the status of the wine, of the grape juice. And therefore, even though it can no longer be fermented into wine, it still, in fact, does warrant a bracha of hagafen. One last question that comes up in halacha with respect to grape juice is light grape juice. Kedem has this now popular light grape juice where it's diluted with water. Is that going to still warrant a bracha of hagafen? So when it comes to wine, the Gemara and Bava Basra and the post can point out there's a certain ratio of water, how much water to wine, that would allow it to still be considered wine and warrant a hagafen. Does that apply to grape juice as well? Grape juice isn't strong, isn't potent, that needs to be diluted. Wine that's chai, that's in the raw state, that's very strong and potent, needs water to dilute. But grape juice doesn't. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yasha both say that grape juice should not be diluted. And if it's diluted, it will not warrant hagafen anymore. But the other poskim, the Minchas Yitzchak and others say that the dilution ratio applies to grape juice as well, and you can dilute grape juice as long as the tam, as long as the taste is still grape juice, it will still warrant a hagafen.